10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
This is it. 9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Hey, yeah.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pouring 92 on it, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky-tonking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
With two walk-offs in their last three ball games, the Rough Riders take on the Wichita Wind Surge for the fourth game of this six-game series from Riders Field. Hi, everybody, and hi atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders meet the Wind Surge here on a Friday night. Last night, it was one heck of a ball game. Just so much fun to see the Rough Riders sneak out another victory in walk-off style here in this series as the Rough Riders had a walk-off double from Blaine Krim in game one of the series, dropped it 4-0 on Wednesday, and then last night a 2-1 win in 10 innings as Aaron Zavalna coaxed a walk-off walk with the bases loaded. The Rough Riders had some struggles early offensively against Daniel Gossett, the reigning pitcher of the week in the Texas League, as Gossett threw a no-hitter last week. He was pretty good as well, going 5 innings, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits. He struck out 2 and didn't walk a batter in his start. A 29-year-old was very effective against the Rough Riders. They only were able to push 1 run across him in the 5th on a sacrifice fly by David Garcia. And the Wind Surge on the other side, they were able to push 1 run across against Cody Bradford, who was flat out brilliant in his start. 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 2 hits, 8 strikeouts to 1 walk. Over his last 18 and two-thirds innings spanning 3 starts, Bradford has now just allowed 2 runs during that stretch, and he has really reached that form that we saw him towards the end of last season when he came up from High A Hickory and finished out the year with the Rough Riders. In relief, Tim Brennan was brilliant as well for Frisco last night. 4 shutout innings, allowing just 1 hit. He struck out 5 and walked 1, as overall the Rough Riders combined for 13 strikeouts between Bradford and Brennan. Frisco won it 2-1, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Wind Surge, 1 run on 3 hits and no errors. It was a 10-inning ball game, still just a 2-hour, 25-minute contest. A very well-played game on both sides by both the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. So the Rough Riders got great starting pitching yesterday, and they look for more good starting pitching with Avery Weems, or I should say with Zach Kent, who's getting the start today for the Rough Riders. And we'll give you a little bit more about Zach Kent and tell you more about Cody Funderburk as well, who's the starting pitcher for the Wichita Wind Surge, as we continue our pregame coverage. The Rough Riders will be finishing off this series tomorrow and on Sunday against Wichita, and then they continue on a very, very important stretch down the end of the season as they are trying to make that playoff push, just trailing the Midland Rockhounds by 1 game, and they're only 1 game up on the Amarillo Sod Poodles as we go down the stretch of this year. So still a lot of important baseball to be played as they'll go to Amarillo next week, at home against Tulsa, and then on the road against Northwest Arkansas, and the season's over. Pretty crazy we've gotten to this point already, as we're just days away from the month of September. So happy you're with us on this Friday night here in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders taking on the Wind Surge of Wichita, the Minnesota Twins affiliate at the AA level. We'll take a break, take a look around the Texas League, give you more on the playoff picture and what to expect if the Rough Riders end in a tie with either Midland or Amarillo. More of that to come on the Riders Baseball Network, getting you set for first pitch of Game 4 of the series between Wichita and Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Riders Field. Rough Riders getting set to take on the Wind Surge here in the fourth game of the six-game series. My name is Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on the Riders Baseball Network. We continue our pregame coverage and we take a look at the Texas League and what's going on in the league. And this is when it gets really, really fun down towards the end of August. We're getting into the nitty-gritty time of the season and playoffs are certainly on the horizon for a few different teams. It really, in actuality, will only be two, but it certainly seems like it's a possibility for multiple teams in each division. We'll go over the standings here in a sec, but first and foremost, let's take a look at the matchups today in the Texas League. Tulsa and Arkansas are playing game four of their series. They are just about ready to get underway at Dickey Stevens Park. Same thing can be said about Midland and San Antonio, a game that we will be focused on throughout tonight's ballgame, as Midland is the team that the Rough Riders are chasing by just one game here in the second half of play. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas will play tonight at 7:05 as well. And to round out the slate, it's Amarillo visiting Corpus Christi. And another game we will be keeping a close eye on as Amarillo is just one game back of the Rough Riders. Not only that, but they're also the team that the Rough Riders will play coming up next week on the road in West Texas. So really excited to see what happens across the Texas League tonight, as there are a lot of games that really concern the Rough Riders. And with that, let's peek at the standings. Midland at 27-20. They lead the Texas League South by just one game on the Rough Riders. Amarillo two games back of Midland and one game back of Midland. Or one game back of Frisco, I should say. So San Antonio is fourth in the standings in the South, but they've already clinched. They're heading to the playoffs no matter what. Corpus Christi is in the cellar at seven games back in Midland at 20-27. As for the North, Wichita, the team that the Rough Riders will be taking on today, they lead the Texas League North, and quite frankly, it's not really that close. Springfield is five games back. Arkansas, nine games back. Tulsa is in fourth place, already clinching the playoffs in the first half, and Northwest Arkansas, by far the worst team in the Texas League, 17-31 on the year. Wichita is not only the best team record-wise in the Texas League, they have the second most wins in the second half in all of minor league baseball. Only the Rome Braves, a Braves affiliate, obviously, has the best record. They have 32 wins so far in the second half. So the Wind Surge are playing some really good baseball, and really it's their pitching that has done a majority of the heavy lifting. We're going to take a break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that pitching. Cody Funderburk gets the start for the Wind Surge tonight. He goes up against Zach Kent. We'll give you a matchup or a deeper look in that pitching matchup, and then we'll also give you the starting lineups for today's ballgame. It's game four of a six-game series. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, happy to have you from Riders Field on a Friday night in North Texas. We're looking forward to what should be a very good ballgame here in Frisco. We'll give you starting lineups and more on the pitching matchup when we come back. Continue our pregame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's talking about it.
sipped on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Riders Field, the umpires are out in front of us, and we're just about set for the plate meeting in Frisco, Texas. Our umpires today, Ty Krause at the plate, Trevor Danninger is up the first baseline, and Pete Talkington down the third baseline, our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Let's get out the magnifying glass, take a closer look today at the starting pitching matchup, and we start with Zach Kent for the Frisco Rough Riders, who has been a starting pitcher in and out of the rotation all season long for the Rough Riders. He's making his 19th start on the year, 1-3, a 5 ERA on the nose. 75 and two-thirds innings, 80 strikeouts for Kent, to 29 walks on the year, and opponents are hitting 273 head-to-head against the right-hander this season. Former ninth-round pick by the Rangers out of Virginia Military Institute in 2019. He has been really good lately, and he hopes to repeat what was a brilliant start his last time out against these Wind Surge. 7 innings of work, allowing just 1 run, 9 strikeouts as well, to no walks on June 3rd. That would be a monster performance if he could do that again against Wichita. On the other side, it's Cody Funderburk, who has been one of the better, most consistent pitchers all season for Wichita. The Dallas Baptist University product was a 15th-round selection back in 2018, native of Mesa, Arizona. He's making his 28th appearance on the year, but just his 13th start. 8-4 with a 2.82 ERA in 83 innings, 73 strikeouts to 36 walks. He makes his living on the ground, rolling a lot of ground balls, and he'll look to do that against this Rough Riders lineup. And let's get you the starting lineups for both teams. We start with Wichita. Austin Martin leads it off at shortstop. Edward Julian at second base. And Aaron Sabato is the first baseman hitting third. Middle third, it's Alex Isola, the catcher. Jair Camargo, the DH. And Junior Severino at third base. And the bottom third, Anthony Prado in left. Cole Sturgeon in right field. And Will Holland in center. Once again, it's Martin, Julian, Sabato. Isola, Camargo, Severino. Prado, Sturgeon, and Holland. On the other side for the Rough Riders, Kellen Strom leads it off in right field. Jonathan Ornelas is the shortstop hitting second, and Justin Foscue is at third base hitting third. Middle third, it's Blaine Krim at first base, Luis Angel Acuna at second, and Trevor Hopper is the left fielder hitting in the sixth spot. Bottom third, Josh Stowers in center, Miguel Aparicio the DH, and Scott Capers is the catcher hitting in the ninth spot. Once again for the Rough Riders, it's Strom, Ornelas, Foscue, Krim, Acuna, Hover, Stowers, Aparicio, and Capers. It's time for the national anthem here at Riders Field, and we are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you the play-by-play of today's game. It's the fourth game of the six-game series from Frisco, Texas. Wichita and Frisco, it's coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The
temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
After winning 2 of the first 3 games of this series in thrilling walk-off fashion. The Rough Riders and Wind Surge are ready for Game 4 of the 6-game set. Zach Kent on the mound for the Rough Riders as he's throwing his warm-up tosses in. We welcome you in to Riders Field. You're high atop it in Frisco, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you as the Rough Riders look to take the third game out of 4 so far in this series, and they have a good guy on the hill to do that. Those numbers that Zach Kent has, 1-3, a 5 ERA, maybe underwhelming, but not indicative of how he's pitched recently. He has been really good on the hill, especially here against Wichita. 7 innings his last time against the Wind Surge, 1 run, 9 Ks. He's ready to go, so are we. Austin Martin in the first pitch. We're underway as it comes up and in, and it's a call to strike by Ty Krause, the home plate umpire. First pitch at 7:05 on the dot here in Frisco, Texas. 0-1 pitch. High and tight. And it's 1-1 on Austin Martin, the shortstop and number 12 prospect in the Twins organization, former first-round pick. Kent winds back in the 1-1 toss. Breaking ball popped sky high, shallow right center field. Luis Angel Acuna, the second baseman, makes a fair catch signal and makes the catch. One away on a pop-out to second, and Edward Julian stands in. 291 hitter, 16 homers, 55 runs batted in. One out, no score in the top of the first inning. Julian, a left-handed batter against the right-hander Zach Kent, making his 19th start on the year for the Rough Riders. The right-hander back into his wind in the first pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Kent, the 24-year-old, 6'3", 208 pounds. Fastball, curveball, slider, change for the right-hander. He has his sign. Back into his windup, and he kicks in the 0-1 pitch. In the air, left side and foul, and it's 0-2. Kent, a native of Virginia, went to Virginia Military Institute, a former ninth-round pick by the Rangers back in 2019. In 18 starts this year, 75 and two-thirds innings pitched, 80 strikeouts to 29 walks. Opponents hitting .273 against him. He's ahead 0-2 on Julian. He's back into his windup, and the 0-2 pitch. Fouled away left side again, still no balls, 2 strikes. Edward Julian 2-for-10 with a home run and 4 walks in this series. Those 4 walks, that's pretty par for the course. He leads the Texas League in base on balls. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, called strike 3. Got him on the inside corner. Zach Kent with his first strikeout. It comes looking, and there are 2 away in the first. Aaron Sabato to the plate with 2 down and no score. Base is clear in the first inning. A beautiful curveball from Zach Kent. Pick up that first strikeout. Here's the windback in the first pitch. Rip and a miss. Fastball and it's 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Kent. Defense behind Zach Kent after this next pitch. The 0-1. Off the outside edge and misses. 1-1. Trevor Hauber in left. Josh Stowers in center. And Kellen Strom in right field. Justin Foscue is the third baseman. Jonathan Ornelas at shortstop. 1-1 toss. Low and away. And it's 2-1. Luis Angel Acuna at second. And Blaine Crim at first with Scott Capers at third base. Pitch home. Check swing, and he went around. Count even to 2-2 and a good fastball away. Well, even count at 2-2. Kent winds back and fires in. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider down low, and Zach Kent strikes out 2 in a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Wind Surge nothing. Rough Riders coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
It's a perfect 90-degree day here in August, and the Rough Riders enjoying a 1-2-3 inning from Zach Kent in the top of the first inning. They go to work against Cody Funderburk on the other side for Wichita. The left-hander has been really good this year. A 2.82 ERA on the season. Two outings against Frisco head-to-head. It came earlier in the year in June. First pitch to Strom is down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. June 1st and June 5th combining to allow just one run over six innings of work. The 1-0 pitch. Popped up off the fist into shallow center field. Holland a long run in. He's under it. And he makes the grab. One out, two pitches into the home half of the first in a scoreless ball game, and here's Jonathan Ornelas. One of those appearances was a start for Cody Funderburk. He allowed just two hits in four shutout innings, striking out four and walking two. Ornelas hitting 295, 13 homers, 54 runs batted in. First pitch, just a little bit outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. The left-hander Funderburk with long brown hair poking out the back of his ball cap and settling in around his shoulders. He rips in the 1-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1 on Ornelas. Just 1-for-12 in the series, couple walks and an RBI. This has been a series that has not housed a lot of offense for either team. 1-0. 1-1 is just down low, and it's two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders are the 2-1 walk-off win last night. Frisco has just scored six combined runs in the first three games, including getting shut out in game two, 4-0. 2-1 toss. Slips high off the outside corner, and it's three balls and one strike. And the Rough Riders haven't been able to hit a long ball in the last 28 innings offensively. It's going all the way back to their first batter of the series when Kellen Strom led it off with a homer. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside, and Ornelas swings over the top of it. Three balls and two strikes. Road gray uniforms for Wichita today. It's the red tops for the Rough Riders. Red double R ball caps up top as well. The cream pants to finish off the uniform combination. Three balls, two strikes on Ornelas. Feet close together. Pitch in. Strike three called. Got him at the knees. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Gets him looking, and there are two outs in the first strikeout from Cody Funderburk. Two outs for Justin Foskey. Bottom half of the first inning, no score, bases clear. Ty Krause, our home plate umpire today. Trevor Danninger, our first base umpire. Pete Talkington at third. First pitch, down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Defense behind Funderburk today is Anthony Prado in left field, Will Holland in center, and Cole Sturgeon in right field. Junior Severino is the third baseman, Austin Martin at shortstop. Funderburk from the stretch, the pitch. Rip and a miss and a high fastball. And it's one ball and one strike. Edward Julian is the second baseman today. Aaron Sabato mans first. And Alex Isola does the catching for Funderburk. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And he goes to work on the 1-1. A swing and a miss. Pitch down low under the hands of Foscue. It's one ball and two strikes with two outs and the bases clear. No score in the first inning. Bark in the park here at Riders Field tonight. See lots of dogs out in the berm in left center field. There's Funderburk with a 1-2. Down low and inside. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. And also, Zeus is here, who is the world's tallest dog. He's a Great Dane. And he was out there to throw out the first pitch today. Or, I guess, run the first pitch to home plate from the mound. It was pretty good. 2-2. Popped up on the infield left side. Foul territory. The catcher, Isola, frisbees away the mask and makes a two-handed grab coming in towards the warning track near the on-deck circle on the left side of the infield. So the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion on both sides for the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge, and we are scoreless as we go to the top of the second inning. We'll return after this to Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent, the first pitch on the way to Alex Isola, and time called right before that. Ball got loose down the left field line. Trevor Hopper had to go grab it, and now we're ready to go. Isola leads things off after a 1-2-3 inning for Kent with a couple strikeouts. Initial pitch. Check swing, and he was able to hold up on a pitch high and inside. One ball and no strikes. What Zach Kent wants to do is establish that fastball early and then work the breaking stuff off of it. The 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss in the high heat. And it's one ball and one strike. It's a fastball that will be anywhere from 93 to 96, even 97 miles an hour. He rocks back and issues in the 1-1. Off the outside corner, it misses. Two balls, one strike. And for Zach Kent, it's a very good pitch up in the zone. Has a lot of spin rate, plays well up. The 2-1. Poked down into shallow left field on a pop-up. Ornelas, the shortstop, back on it in the grass. He makes the catch. One out in the second, and here's Jair Camargo. No score as we play in the top of the second inning. Happy to have you along here at Riders Field. As you hear the dogs barking in the background, it's Bark in the Park. That's certainly what they're doing. Kent rocks back and fires in. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Kent likes that slider a lot. That's his best secondary pitch, but his curveball has really come along well lately. He winds back and issues in the 0-1. This is high. That's the curveball, and it's one ball and one strike. On the re-rankings in the top 30 prospects on MLB.com for the Rangers, Kent slots in at number 26. 1-1. Outside corner, a called strike. Fastball at 95. And it's 1-2. We've seen Zach Kent struggle early on in ball games and then really settle in. He winds back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Curveball off the outside corner, and Zach Kent has strikeout number 3. Five batters into the ballgame. It's five up and five down, and here's Junior Severino. Two outs, bases clear, no score. And Kent has his sign. He peels back and offers home. Fits one onto the inside corner for a strike. Another curveball first pitch, and it's 0-1. Kent has not gotten off to a slow start today. His 22nd pitch on the way is fouled back. And the count goes to 0-2 on Severino as he is continuously poured in strikes. 21 pitches, 15 of them for strikes. 0-2 toss. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ken already has three strikeouts. He delivers into Severino on the 1-2. Chopper foul, weakly hit right side. Still one ball, two strikes. Severino playing in just his 18th game here at the AA level. It's been a tough go for him, hitting 197, and he hasn't fared much better in this series. Just 1 for 11 with an RBI. Kent back into his windup in the 1-2 pitch on the way. Got him looking. The slider for Zach Kent picks up strikeout number 4, and it's the final out in the second. Zach Kent, 6 up, 6 down, 4 strikeouts. He's looking strong so far through 2 innings of work. Bottom 2 coming up, scoreless. Windsurge and Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Grimm starts it off for the Rough Riders in the second. First pitch. Gets across the outside corner for a called strike. We're underway in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Rough Riders and Windsurge. Funderburk has his sign and deals home. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Funderburk with a strikeout and a 1-2-3 first. Rough Riders held off the scoreboard. Hasn't been a base runner on either side yet. The pitch. Inside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-2, and that's par for the course here in this series, as you have the top two teams in the league overall this season, this month, and in the second half in terms of ERA. The pitch. Swing and a miss over the top of it, and Krim strikes out. One away on the second strikeout for Cody Funderburk, and here's Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna in from the right side, and Funderburk offers. Hard grounder to third, picked off to his backhand side. Severino has it, and slings it across in time for the out. Five up, five down for Funderburk. And here's Trevor Hover. Similar to what we saw last night, as Cody Bradford went eight up, eight down. And the Rough Riders had just one base runner on a base hit through the first 4 innings. First pitch on the way to Hobart. Upper edge inside corner for a called strike. Fastball from Funderburk, and it's 0-1. Funderburk, a quick worker, deals in. Just misses off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Trevor Hover looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-9 with three walks. 1-1 pitch. Off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls and one strike. And if you look all the way up and down this order, you'll see how the Rough Riders have had a lot of struggles in this series on the offensive side. Kellen Strom and Blaine Krim both have three hits. That's the most through the first three games for any one Rough Riders player in this lineup. 2-1. Inside corner slips across it for a strike, letter high, and it's two balls and two strikes on Hover. Rough Riders, even though they won 2-1, were held to just four hits on the offensive side. 2-2. High and tight, backed him off. Three balls, two strikes as he went upstairs with the heat. Hover will step back in from the left side. Tough lefty-lefty matchup. Right-handers have had more success against Funderburk than left-handers have. Righty's hitting 255, left-handers 238. 3-2 pitch. In the air, left side, foul territory. Severino giving it a look. He's at the warning track. That's about six or seven rows deep. A foul ball, and it's still three balls, two strikes. I want to try to drive that pitch count of Funderburk up. Just like Zach Kent, he's been extremely efficient. His next throw will be his 25th. Here's the pitch home. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Well, Trevor Hover down looking, and it's the third strikeout for Cody Funderburk to end the inning here in the second. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Both pitchers have gone six up, six down. We've had seven combined strikeouts, and we're scoreless as we go to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent fires in the first pitch to Anthony Prado, and it's outside. One ball and no strikes. No score. Rough Riders and Wind Surge as we go to the top of the third inning from Riders Field. No base runners for anybody either. Pitch in. In the air, right field line and foul. And the count goes to 1-1. Anthony Prado has been a pest for the Rough Riders defensively. He's been really good on the defensive side out in left field throughout the series for Wichita, but he hasn't picked up a hit yet in the series. 1-1. Curveball drops in there for a strike down the heart of the plate. And it's one ball and two strikes. 0-12 so far for Prado. 1-2. Strike three called. He got him with a fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Zach Kent with strikeout number five. One away in the third. Boy, he's mowing them down tonight. 29 pitches to go, 7 up, 7 down. And Cole Sturgeon makes his way to the plate. 0 for 3 with a hit by pitch in the series. And the first pitch is in there for a strike on the inside corner to the left-handed batter. Kent winds back and fires in the 0-1. Off the end of the bat, a roller to second. Acuna swallows it up and throws sidearm onto first to get him 2 outs. 8 up, 8 down. Will Holland climbs in now. Holland has been the biggest effective offensive piece in this series for Wichita. 3 for 7 with a home run, a double, 2 runs scored. The center fielder playing in just his 13th game with the Wind Surge. He's 13 for 36, a 361 average. First pitch, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And he did the lone damage last night, tripling and then coming in to score in the third inning on a fielder's choice. 0-1. Chopper, third baseline. Foscue gives ground, fields on a backhand, fires across and gets him. And it's 9 up and 9 down for Zach Kent to start his evening on this Friday night. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 5 strikeouts through 3 perfect innings for Kent. Top or bottom 3 coming up. Rough Riders and Wind Surge scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers starts it off for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Cody Funderburk deals in. It's down low and inside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Neither team has had a base runner yet so far through 2.5. Zach Kent, 5 strikeouts through his 3 innings, and Cody Funderburk, 3 strikeouts through his 2. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-0. Upper edge outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Josh Stower is 1-for-6 in the series, though he's walked 3 times. 1-1 on the way. High off the outside corner, misses with a changeup. 2-1. Funderburk has been in and out of the starting rotation throughout the year. And most recently inserted into the rotation all the month of August. 2-1. Rip and a miss, and a good pitch riding in on the hands of Stowers, and it's 2-2. In his last outing, he went 5 innings against Tulsa, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits and a no decision. The one before that, though, 5 shutout innings against Corpus Christi. Picked up the win in that ballgame. 2-2. Down low and inside, 3-2. It's one of the reasons why the Wind Surge have the second most wins in all minor league baseball in the second half with 31, is they've been able to pitch really well and win a ton of close ball games. They have the most wins in the Texas League in one-run ball games. They played a lot of extra inning games. 3-2. In the air, right side, down the line, and it falls into right field for a base hit. And Josh Stowers picks up a base hit the opposite way on a 3-2 pitch, and there's the first base runner for either side tonight. Stowers singles, and here's Miguel Aparicio. No score here in the third. Last night marked the 18th extra inning game on the season for the Wind Surge. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Aparicio bunts up the first baseline, back to the hill. Funderburk fields, pirouettes, and throws on to first to get him. And a sacrifice bunt laid down successfully by Miguel Aparicio. So one out, 1-3 on the putout, and here's Scott Capers. Just to put that in perspective, the Rough Riders this season have not played in very many extra inning games. They played in just 9. They're 6-3 in those games. But entering into this series with the Rough Riders, Wichita had won a lot of extra inning games. The pitch home. Capers, a check swing foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Entering into this series, they were 11-3 in extra inning games. I want to correct myself. I said 18. They've actually played in 16 games and have gone extra innings this year. And they were 11-3 coming into this series in those contests. 0-1 is high off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. So really effective stuff in close ball games and late in close ball games especially. And that's how you win 66 of your first 116 games, I should say. 1-1. Inside corner, a called strike on Capers, and it's 1-2. Runner on second, no score here in the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders have done the same recently, and the power has gone away. Trying to find that power once again that was such a big part of the first half of the season. Offering in, Stowers takes off for third. Ground ball foul over Chad Comer at third base. Third base coach for the Rough Riders, and it's 1-2. On Scott Capers still. Capers grabs some pine tar in the middle of his bat, trying to knock in his former high school teammate at Mount Carmel High School in Chicago. Stowers takes his lead off of second. The 1-2. Just high. As for the breaking ball, count flattens at 2-2 on the Rough Riders. Catcher playing in his 10th game at the AA level with the Rough Riders. Funderburk in his first jam of the ball game after allowing his first base runner. He kicks and looks back towards second base to get Stowers back into the bag. Stowers has 20 swipes this year in 23 attempts. Two-two. Inside, it misses, and the count runs full at 3-2. Big pitch for Funderburk here early on in this ballgame. The way both teams are going. He kicks and looks back towards second again. Capers looking for his first RBI in a Rough Riders uniform. Payoff pitch on the way. High off the outside corner, ball four. Well, Capers draws a walk with one out. Runners at first and second, and top of the order in Kellen Strom. Strom flew out to center field to lead off the ball game on the offensive side for the Rough Riders. Frisco looking for their first home run in 30 innings of play. The last man to do it was Strom. His 8th home run to lead off the game in game 1 of this series against Wichita. No score. Rough Riders trying to change that here in the third. First pitch. Takes on the inside corner for a strike. Knee level with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Strom 3-for-9 this series. A walk and the homer. A couple singles yesterday, including a bunt base hit. Funderburk delivers. Chopper foul left side towards the Rough Riders dugout. It goes off the facing of it. 0-2 on the Riders' right fielder. Strom was defensively out in center field yesterday. Third baseman Severino goes out, grabs the baseball, tosses it into the stands. On this Friday, Bark in the Park. High school football is back in full swing in Texas as well, all across the state. 0-2. High and inside, one ball, two strikes. Good to see a lot of teams here in the Frisco area getting their first action tonight. Really today, yesterday, and tomorrow as well, we'll see a lot of high school games in the area. 1-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him on the upper edge, outside corner. Backdoored him. It's his fourth strikeout, and there are two outs in the third for Ornelas. Well, picking up hits with runners in scoring position is something that plagued the Rough Riders the last two ball games. Rough Riders did not have a hit with a runner in scoring position last night. And going back two nights ago, when the Rough Riders were blanked 4-0, Frisco went 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Here's Ornelas in the pinch. Catches the inside corner for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Trying to pick it up. Ornelas struck out looking on a 3-2 pitch in the first inning. Vanderburk offers, runners take off. It's down low and inside, gets away from the catcher Isola. Stowers flying around third. The throw, not in time. Stowers steals third and then comes into score, diving headfirst into home. And it's 1-0 Rough Riders. And Ramon Borrego is out to argue the manager for Wichita. Stowers got a great jump. It went off the glove of Isola, the catcher, and went to the backstop. Stowers dove headfirst into home as Funderburg got the ball and tried to lay the tag down, but it was not in time, and Stowers came in to go safely. So 1-0 Rough Riders, and Scott Capers goes down to third. A double steal for Frisco, and we'll see if it's a wild pitch or a pass ball. Alex Isola, the catcher, never hit the ground. It might be a pass ball. One ball and one strike on Ornelas. 0-1 in. A drive down the left field line. That one's in towards the corner. Capers scores from third. Ornelas hot-footing it to second, and he stops there. RBI double for Ornelas, his 17th double of the year, 55th RBI, and the Rough Riders lead 2-0. Boy, he got out in front of it and yanked it at 114 miles an hour off the bat down the left field line. Ornelas, a hot crack down the left side to pick up the RBI. Man, 114 off the bat. That's a shot. Might be one of the hardest hit balls we've seen this year by anybody, not just Ornelas. A quick mound visit. And the pitching coach back in the dugout. Here's Justin Foscue. Foscue in from the right side. 0-for-1 today. And Ornelas getting a little bit too far off his second base. Funderburk looks him back. 2-0 Rough Riders here in the third. First pitch. Low of the dirt. Isola blocks, and it's one ball and no strikes. Josh Stowers and Jonathan Ornelas. The big blows here in the third. Stretch in the 1-0. Another look back towards first. Really keeping his eye on second base. They do say passed ball, allowing Stores to come in to score. So it's a passed ball. It's an unearned run on Funderburk, or it was an unearned run until the double. 1-0. High off the outside corner. Count goes to 2-0. Check that official scoring after the inning and just make sure we have that correct. The offering clips the outside corner for a strike. 2-1 on Foscue, with the Rough Riders leading 2-0 in the third. Giving Zach Kent a little bit of support, as this has been a little bit of time for Zach Kent to hang out on the bench. Pitch in. Just low of the zone. Foscue finds himself ahead in the count. 3-1. Thunderbird peers in for his sign. 3-1. Bottom of the zone for a strike, 3-2. Two outs, runner at second. Two runs in. Thunderbird trying to get out of it. Ornelas takes off for third. There's a chopper to short. Back in at stop, Martin. He fires sidearm to first, and it's in time to get Foscue to retire the side. The Rough Riders get two runs across, though. It comes on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders lead 2-0 as we go to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roam to the top of the fourth inning here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders with two runs in the bottom half of the third, and Zach Kent goes back to work. First pitch to Austin Martin, just a bit high of the zone, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Austin Martin, a pop out his first time up, as Zach Kent has worked 9 up and 9 down for the Rough Riders. The pitch off the outside corner and misses, and it's 2-0. 5 strikeouts for Kent in those 9 batters faced. He's been just flat-out brilliant tonight. Rough Riders getting their runs in the third with some excitement. 2-0. Slips outside, and it's 3-0. Josh Stowers stole third, came in to score on a pass ball. And then an RBI double from Jonathan Ornelas. The 3-0. That fits down the middle of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. That double at 1:14 off the bat. 3-1 toss. Off the outside corner, misses for ball four, and there's the first base runner tonight for the win surge. It's a leadoff walk to Austin Martin, and snaps a string of 9 in a row. Retired by the right-hander Zach Kent. Scott Capers will go out and chat really quickly. The catcher, Ornelas the shortstop, and Acuna, the second baseman, will follow suit. Trying to make sure things are all right with Kent. One of the bigger things for Zach has been missing a big inning. The big inning has really plagued him throughout the year and can let things unravel at times, and he's said that. It's all about the mental side of things for Kent. So after that leadoff walk, want to settle him down a little bit, make sure things don't get out of hand here in the third, especially after sitting on the bench for around 20 minutes in that last half inning. He's ready from the stretch with a runner aboard. Here's Edward Julian. First toss. Inside, 1-0. Rough Riders lead 2-0 as he play in the top of the fourth. Julian, the league leader in walks, hitting 291 on the year. Right-hander's pitch. Check swing roller back to the hill. Kent has it. Jump throw onto short, and they can't get the out there. Oh, brother, everyone's safe. Well, Kent getting a little overzealous, trying to make the throw onto second base and get the double play. Instead of planting his feet and making a strong throw, he tried to jump and fire onto second, and he couldn't get Austin Martin, who runs well. The throw was offline and up to the right side of the second base bag on a broken bat right back to him. So he just couldn't get the out at second. And a fielder's choice, E1, puts runners at first and second and nobody out. 2-0, Rough Riders lead it in the top of the fourth. Stretch by the right-hander, Ken. And the offering in. Slider clips the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sabato, a strikeout back in the first. That's what Zach Kent has been doing so well today, is he's been getting that strikeout. Stretch in the 0-1. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-2. And that's what you like in big situations, to try and get out of jams, is get that swing and miss. That's what Kent's been able to do. Ground ball wouldn't hurt here either. He lifts in the leg and looks back towards second. Getting Martin back in, who is definitely a stolen base threat. He is 30 on the year. Capers sets low and away. 0-2. Breaking ball. Strike three called. He got him. Down the heart of the plate with a slider, and Zach Kent has strikeout number 6. The one out here in the fourth, and Alex Isola steps in. Isola a pop out in the second. Biggest jam that Kent has been in is the first time he's allowed base runners in this ballgame has come here in the fourth. Pins the ball behind his back, looks in for a sign. Righty-righty matchup. Stretched by the right-hander, and he kicks it in. Just low of the zone. One ball, no strikes on Isola. Rough Riders leading 2-0 as we play in the top of the fourth. Kent ready from the stretch. He pitches. Breaking ball, ground ball up the middle. Acuna has it at second. Flips to Ornelas at short for one. Throw it a first double play. 4-6-3, and Zach Kent gets out of the jam, rolling the ground ball double play. Nicely done in the fourth inning. No runs across on no hits and error, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Our score remains 2-0. Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom four in Frisco. First pitch is high and outside to Blaine Krim, and it's one ball and no strikes. 2-0 Rough Riders as we go to work in the home half of the fourth. Wayne Krim to start things off, then Acuna. The pitch is sent high in the air to center field. Holland shows his number, tracking just shy of the warning track. He's under it to make the catch, and there's one away in the fourth. That brings Luis Angel Acuna up to the plate. So Acuna to be followed by Trevor Hover. Middle third of the order for the Rough Riders. As Cody Funderburk tries to get back in the driver's seat, he was really good through his first two innings, six up, six down. A leadoff single for Josh Stowers kind of unraveled things in the third, allowing two runs to score. Pitch in. Acuna takes down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. That's our score. 2-0. Rough Riders out in front in the fourth game of this six-game set. And the penultimate one here at Riders Field this year. The 1-0. Inside, Acuna kicks his back foot away from it as it ends up near the on-deck circle where Trevor Hover picks it up. Two balls, no strikes. Luis Angel Acuna, the younger brother of all-star Ronald Acuna Jr. 2-0. Off the outside, or does catch the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. He works out with him during the offseason in Venezuela. And really looks up to his brother in all facets. 2-1. High off the outside corner. It misses, and it's three balls and one strike. Not a bad role model to have either. A one-time All-Star and soon-to-be many-time All-Star in Atlanta. 3-1 toss on the way. Foul to the ground. And it's three balls and two strikes on Acuna. Ground out to third, his first trip in the second inning. Funderburk, the tall left-hander, retakes the hill. Dangles his left arm off to his side. And he has his sign, sets at the belt, kicks in the 3-2. Down low and inside, ball four. Acuna works a one-out walk. Rough Riders with a base runner, leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fourth inning. Well, this series has featured so many exciting ball games with the Rough Riders winning in walk-off fashion in two out of the first three games. Throw goes over to first, and Acuna's back in easily on his feet. 3-for-5 in stolen bases here at Double-A, but definitely a threat to run. Rough Riders with a walk-off double from Blaine Krim in the initial game of the year, or the series, I should say. The pitch in. Clips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And then the Rough Riders with a walk-off walk last night from Aaron Zavala. Bases loaded walk. Pitch in. Ground ball foul at the plate. Acuna taking off on the pitch, and he'll have to head back to first. It's 0-2. Just three walk-offs for the Rough Riders this season, and two of them have come in this series. Rather wild that the Rough Riders haven't had as many exciting victories. I think of last year with all the exciting come-from-behind wins that the Rough Riders had here, and seven walk-offs, and only three this year. 0-2. Albert takes strike three, call down the heart of the plate, and Funderburk picks up strikeout number five. Two down in the fourth, and here's Josh Stowers. Rough Riders, a 2-0 advantage. Stowers in from the right side. Throw over to first, and Acuna's back in easily. Acuna can really run. This is a guy who really showed that off as a 19-year-old at the low-A level last year in his stateside debut. Funderburk kicks home. Fast ball on top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Last year in the Carolina League with Down East, 44 stolen bases. There's 31 of them this year combined between this level and High A Hickory. 0-1 pitch. Rip and a miss. Stowers comes up empty on a swing on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Good to see Stowers pick up a single back in the third inning. Stands back in from the right side. Taps the outside corner of the plate, the inside corner of the plate. And he's ready to go. 0-2. Foul the way, right side. Still no balls, two strikes. We continue to keep our eye around the league, and especially on a few ball games. Midland and San Antonio is the first game. Throw goes over to first, and Acuna's back in. Good news for the Rough Riders. San Antonio is leading 5-0 over Midland. Rough Riders trail them by just a game. Not so good news for the Rough Riders. Amarillo leading 4-0 over Corpus Christi in the fourth as the pitch is low. Runner takes off, and Acuna's in there ahead of the throw. Acuna with his fourth stolen base. 32nd on the year. And it's 1-2 on Stowers. Amarillo leading 4-0 in the sixth inning. They're trailing the Rough Riders by just one game and Midland by two games. Acuna takes his lead. The pitch is inside, and did it hit Stowers? Yes, it did. Got him in the leg. So Stowers hit by pitch on a 1-2 offering. Puts runners at first and second with two outs here in the fourth. And Miguel Aparicio makes his way in. Aparicio, a sacrifice bunt back in the third. Funderburk ready from the stretch, he delivers. Ground ball left side, and it eats up the third baseman Severino out into foul territory. Aparicio safe, so is everyone else. Bags packed for the Rough Riders with two outs. Acuna to third, Stowers to second, Aparicio to first on a ball with a lot of English. Severino took a step to his right, then cross-stepped with his left foot and tried to field it out in front of his body, but he could not make the play cleanly. So bases loaded and two outs for Scott Capers in the ninth spot and a chance to blow this game open. Pitch in. Capers takes high and away, and it's 1-0. Walk and a run scored back in the third inning for Capers. Stretch in the pitch. Check swing. He went around for a strike, and it's 1-1. Great speed on the base pass at every bag for the Rough Riders. A ball in the gap could make things extremely interesting. The pitch. Rip and a foul back into the glove of the catcher Isola, and it's 1-2. Massive pitch coming. Rough Riders a chance to blow it open, leading 2-0 already. Funderburk delivers in the 1-2. Strike three called. Got him at the top of the zone. And Funderburk strikes out his sixth and gets out of the bases loaded jam. That's a big strikeout. No runs across on no hits, an error, and three left on base. We roll to the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders a 2-0 advantage over Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
top five in Zach Kent back to the hill, pitching a shutout through four frames so far. He faces Jair Camargo to start things off in the fifth inning. 2-0 Rough Riders. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. High and tight with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Really the only base traffic that Zach Kent has seen all ball game came back in that fourth. 1-0. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. A walk and then a fielder's choice combined with an error. 2-0 pitch. Rip and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's two balls and one strike. A fastball top shelf. Well, after that, he got a strikeout and then a double play to get out of it. 2-1. Breaking ball misses high of the zone, and it's three balls and one strike. So Kent outside of that has faced just two over the minimum. Well, I guess one over the minimum. The pitch. A line drive charge to center. Stowers coming on, and he makes the chest-high catch. That ball was scalded off the bat of Camargo, but right at Josh Stowers. Don't worry, we got a guy. 108 off the bat, and he makes the play. The fastball center cut, bottom part of the zone. Camargo right on the button, but to the wrong part of the field. One out in the fifth, Junior Severino now. First toss. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Severino just hasn't really been able to figure it out at the plate in this series. 0 for 4 yesterday. The 1-0, fouled back, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. 0 for 4 in game 2 as well, after picking up a double in the ninth inning in game 1, his only hit in the series. Kent rocks back the 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. 2-0 Rough Riders top five. Now Kent trying to keep the non-success going for Severino. 2-1. Lined up the middle into center field. Stowers coming in. And that drops in for a base hit. So there's a hit for Severino. Singles up the middle. And that's the first hit tonight for Wichita. 4 1/3. No hit innings for Zach Kent. Really strong stuff. And he allows the first base hit coming in the fifth. Anthony Prado takes his turn now. Prado 0 for 13 in the series. Out of the University of Connecticut. Kent sets and delivers home. Hard liner into right center. That drops in for a base hit. Strom comes up on it with a strong throwing arm. Gets it back in towards the second base bag. And it's back-to-back singles with one out in the fifth. Puts runners at first and second. Rough Riders a 2-0 lead, but in jeopardy now in the fifth inning. Kent has been really good recently. Over his last eight starts, a 3.16 ERA. And it's been the big inning that has plagued him when he hasn't been able to be as strong as you might expect. Four runs, in the first inning three starts ago here at home. Pitch into Cole Sturgeon is flicked foul left side and it's 0-1. Then after that, he pitched four shutout innings. But those four runs still go down on his ledger. Similarly, in his last start against Corpus Christi on the road, two runs across in one inning of work over his 5 1/3 innings total. Pins the ball behind his back, looks in for his sign. He's ready. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Sturgeon. Breaking ball for a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. And yesterday, Cody Bradford poured in six innings of one-run ball, eight strikeouts, just continuing what has been absolutely brilliant starting pitching for the Rough Riders recently. Kent ready from the stretch, and he rocks in the 0-2. Popped up, shallow left center field. Ornelas going back. It's Hover in from left. He makes the catch. Two outs. Will Holland makes his way to the plate now with two down, two on, 2-0 Rough Riders here in the top of the fifth. Over the last eight ball games dating back to August 16th, Rough Riders starting pitching have a collective 2.41 ERA. Kind of all culminating last night in Bradford's brilliant start. First pitch to Holland. Breaking ball. A curve right down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Holland grounded out to third back in the third inning. Time called. Capers out in front of home. Riders catcher divvies out the signs. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander, the 0-1. Curveball outside. Ball and a strike. Severino has good speed at second. Same for Prado at first. They take their leads. And time called by the batter, Holland, as he digs a small hole in the back of the right-handed batter's box with his right foot. And steps back in. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Rip and a miss. Blew it right by him with 95 miles an hour, and it's 1-2. Still the good fastball for Zach Kent. 61 pitches for him now. He's in good shape at this point. Working on 6 strikeouts. 1-2. High and away. 2-2. Season high for him this year is 10. He's back on June 16th against Midland. His career high is 13. It was last year in high A. He nods yes to the sign. And here comes the 2-2. Flicked foul right side, staying alive, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Each team with 2 hits. Rough Riders leading 2-0, top of the 5th. Zach Kent trying to get out of a big-time jam just like he did back in the 4th inning. He has 2 outs now, though, so no double play ball needed. He pitches in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball away for strike 3. And Zach Kent has 7 strikeouts, and he strands a pair on the base paths. No runs on 2 hits, no errors. Those 2 left on. Rough Riders carry their 2-0 advantage as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. We're halfway home from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the 5th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Wichita dips into their bullpen as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning, and Cody Funderburk is done. He allows 2 runs over his 4 innings. And it's the left-hander Denny Bentley who takes over on the mound that we saw in the opener of this series a few nights ago. He picked up the loss in the Rough Riders walk-off win. 6-1 on the year. He's had a really strong season. 25 outings here at the AA level. 6-1, a 3.94 ERA. Top of the order for the Rough Riders due up in the home half of the 5th, leading 2-0. It's Kellen Strom who steps to the plate. First toss. Strom takes high and outside, and the count goes to 1 ball. And no strikes. Final line on Cody Funderburk in his 13th start of the year. 4 innings, 2 runs, both earned on 2 base hits. Pitch in, Strom a check swing, and he goes too far. A strike, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. 6 Ks, 2 walks. for Cody Funderburk over his four innings. But the big number is the Rough Riders still have a zero on the other side in the run column. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Kicks off of Bentley right to the second baseman, Julian, who fields and throws out Strom at first. Are you kidding? If that ball doesn't hit Bentley, it goes up the middle for a single. And Kellen Strom is shaking his head in disbelief. He thought the same thing. Man. So it ends up being a 1-4-3 put out on a perfect pinball carom right to the second baseman. 2-0. Rough Riders still lead, one out here in the fifth, and Jonathan Ornelas makes his way in. Pitch in. Breaking ball, just high of the zone. And it's one ball and no strikes. Two nothing. Rough Riders out in front. Pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Ornelas absolutely crushed a ball in the third. 114 miles an hour off the bat on an RBI double down the left field line. 1-1 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. And Ornelas has been struggling recently. He got off to just about the hottest start you could possibly get off to at the beginning of the year. And it's been a slump lately. Trying to dig his way out of it to end the season. The pitch popped up right side and foul. One ball and two strikes. Ornelas, if he can pick up those extra base hits, it's going to make him an even more valuable player. 1-2. In the air out to center field, struck well. Holland going back. He settles under it and makes the catch. And another well-hit ball by Ornelas, but it ends up in the glove of another defender. A line drive out to center field. Two outs here in the fifth. And Justin Foscue climbs to the plate. Foscue 0-2. Another one barreled by Ornelas. Just could not get it to fall. Pitch in. Inside to Foscue. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, bases clear here in the fifth. 2-0 Rough Riders. Bentley, the left-hander, looks in. He's ready for the sign, and he's got it. He fires home. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Boy, it's been the all-hair team with Cody Funderburk and Denny Bentley, both with long brown hair around their shoulders. A lot of good lettuce on the Wichita side. 2-0. Popped up on the infield right side. First baseman Sabato towards the line. He makes the catch in foul territory. Side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for the Rough Riders offensively in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We roll our way to the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Game four of the six-game series rolls along next. Rough Riders up 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to fuel the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent back to the hill as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders leading 2-0. Zach Kent continues to shove out on the hill. What a strong performance for him so far. 64 pitches, 7 strikeouts through 5 innings, shutout baseball. So now combined, if you add this start with his last one against Wichita, that's now 12 innings allowing just 1 run head-to-head against Wichita while striking out 16 over those 12 innings. It's a 0.75 ERA. That's pretty darn good. Here's Austin Martin to lead things off, top of the order in the sixth. First pitch. Breaking ball, strike inside corner, 0-1. That's exactly what you want to see for Zach Kent. Pretty much picking up exactly where Cody Bradford led off last night. Or left off, I should say. 0-1 pitch. Fastball high and outside, 1-1. Kent went to Virginia Military Institute for his schooling, and he is extremely proud of it. A cadet, the mascot for Virginia Military Institute. It's a military organization and military school, so you have to go through the military classes. 1-1 pitch. High and inside, and it hit off of Martin's hand. A hit by pitch on a curveball, and Martin's aboard. Edward Julian stands in now. 2-0 Rough Riders top six. Zach Kent is just 4 classes short of getting his degree at Virginia Military Institute, but he said he's never going to do it because they're all military classes, and he doesn't want to go back and do them. Said he's very proud of being from VMI. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way to Julian. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. But he doesn't want to have to go through all of that again. When you get to Virginia Military Institute, there is a, you know, an onboarding week like you mostly have in most organizations and universities. It's a little bit different, though. It's military style. And so it's a version of a hell week that you would have in most branches of the military. 0-1. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-1. So you're waking up at terrible hours of the morning and getting yelled at and screamed at constantly and put through all these physical things throughout the day to try and push you to your limit. 1-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. And he said about 30% of guys quit and leave the university right there in that week. He didn't, though. He was able to stay on and play baseball at VMI, and he said, when he was going through that week, he said, man, I just came here to play baseball. I didn't want to do this. Just joking around and trying to get his way through, but he had to do the military stuff still. Drafted in the ninth round by the Rangers. 2-1. High fly ball to deep left center field. Long run for Stowers to the warning track. Curls under it. Makes the catch. Now Stowers able to track it down. On a deep fly out to left center field, and there's one away. Virginia. Aaron Sabato makes his way in now as Stower is able to track that one down in the alley. And left center field. Oh, for today for Sabato against Kent, head-to-head with a couple strikeouts. First pitch. Off the outside corner, 1-0. One out, runner at first. 2-0 Rough Riders here in the sixth. It's Bark in the Park here at Riders Field today. And we had the world's tallest dog here today, a Great Dane named Zeus. Looks more like a horse than a dog. Here's the 1-0 pitch on the way from Kent. Actually, a throw over to first before that, and Martin's back in with a head-first dive. Just a massive dog. Went and trotted out the first pitch before the ball game. Hope he got to meet Brooks, our chief morale officer. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch. In the air, down the right field line. A lot of carries. Strom racing into the corner, looking up, and it's foul. One ball and one strike. Brooks, the team dog. Fans got to say hi to him during the fourth inning today. And Brooks is a pretty big dog. He's over 100 pounds. A lab and a retriever mix, but nothing compared to Zeus. Kent ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Hard ground ball to short. Ornelas gobbles it up. Flips underhand to second for one. Throw to first. Got them both. Double play. 6-4-3. And Zach Kent rolls his second twin killing of the night. And he gets out of Dodge in the sixth. Another nice inning. He faces the minimum. He's faced just a couple over the minimum so far through his six innings. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders lead 2-0 to the home half of the sixth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go.
Blaine Grimm stands in for the right side to begin things in the home half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders a 2-0 lead over Wichita. First pitch. Bentley misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Grimm 0-for-2 today. First baseman, a strikeout and a flyout to center in his two trips. Bentley ready from the stretch, and he fires. Just low of the zone. The count goes to two balls and no strikes. Take a trip around the Texas League and look at the scoreboard, as we have some big games we want to keep our eye on over the course of tonight and the rest of the year. Bentley delivers in the 2-0. High and away. Three balls, no strikes. Starting with the game we're really keeping our eye on, it's San Antonio hosting Midland. The Rockhounds of Midland lead the Rough Riders by a game. So if the Rough Riders win tonight and Midland loses, the pitch. Grimm whiffs on a 3-0 on a high fastball, and it's 3-1. If Midland loses and the Rough Riders win, then Frisco is tied for first place in the second half for the first time during the entirety of the half. 3-1 pitch. Low for ball four. A leadoff walk here in the sixth inning. Luis Angel Acuña makes his way to the plate. 0 for 1 for the second baseman today. Acuña walked back in the fourth inning. First pitch. Ground ball to third. Picked up by Severino. Slings it on to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Acuña safe. He beats it out. It's a fielder's choice. 5-4. Acuña just way too much speed. One out. So Midland trailing San Antonio 6-1. That's great news for the Rough Riders. The other game that's big, Amarillo leading 5-0 over Corpus Christi. That's not as good a news because the Rough Riders just lead Amarillo by one game. Time called. Trevor Hover stood in and now is back in after the time. Pitch in. Hover takes on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Springfield leads Northwest Arkansas 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning at Arvest Ballpark. Tulsa trailing Arkansas 7-4 at Dickey Stevens Park in Arkansas. 0-1, a rip and a miss, and it's 0-2. As for the Texas Rangers organization, starting in low A down east, Fredericksburg, the Nationals affiliate, leads 12-8 over down east at home. They're in the midst of a three-run bottom half of the seventh inning. Throw goes over to first, and Acuña's back in ahead of the throw. I.A. Hickory, where Trevor Hover was just 2 weeks ago, they trail Hudson Valley 5-2. That game in the top of the ninth inning at Dutchess Stadium, the home of the Renegades. 0-2, Acuña takes off, pitches high, throw to second, way high, and Acuña slides in safely. Second swipe bag of the ball game for Acuña, give him 5 on the season with the Rough Riders, and 33 overall. One ball, two strikes on Hover. Triple A Round Rock underway. They're scoreless in the top of the third at Albuquerque, out of New Mexico, playing the Isotopes. Tyson Miller getting the start for the Express. 1-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 1-2. 2-0, Rough Riders lead it in this one. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Two runs on two hits and an error for Frisco. No runs on two hits and one error for Wichita. Bentley looks back towards second. Kicks in the 1-2. Fouled back. Still a ball and two strikes. Bentley worked a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Leadoff walk to Krim in this sixth. Fielder's choice, but Acuña aboard and stole second. And now he's 1-2 on Hover. Stretch. And the left-hander, the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home. Still one ball, two strikes. Hover back in from the left side. And the pitch home. Just low off the outside corner, barely missing the edge. Count it 2-2. Now, Friday's winners of two of the first three of this series after dropping the series down in Corpus Christi, 3-2. Last game of the series was canceled. 2-2. Breaking ball high and tight. Count runs full at 3-2, and this is what Trevor Hover does. He'll work the count. He led the South Atlantic League in on-base percentage and walks when he exited. He came up here to Double A. Here's the stretch. Acuña takes off for third. The pitch is fouled back into the glove of Isola for strike three. And Acuña swipes third. So his third stolen base of the game. That's the most by any Rough Riders player in a single game this year. And Hover strikes out. It's the first strikeout for Bentley. Two outs. Here's Josh Stowers. One for one. Single and a run scored back in the third. Hit by a pitch in the fourth. First pitch. Outside. One ball, no strikes. Josh Stowers continues to get hit by pitches. It's a little inexplicable, but crowds the plate a little bit. And he just keeps getting hit by pitches. Stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Check swing. He went around and a pitch in the dirt. 1-1. He leads the team with 9 hit by pitches this year in his 88 games. Will help the on-base percentage a little bit. We'll take that. On-base percentage entering into today at 330. Pitch home. Ground ball out to third. Severino picks. Couple crow hops. Slings it across the diamond and gets Stowers for the final out of the sixth inning. The side comes to a close and the Rough Riders held off the scoreboard. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top seven coming up. Rough Riders leading 2-0 over the Wind Surge. In control of this one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch is chopped to third, and Justin Foscue has it. Fires across the diamond. It's in time to start the seventh inning, and Alex Isola is the first down. One away here in the seventh. Jair Camargo stands in at 2-0 Rough Riders, and Zach Kent is back out for the seventh inning, trying to become the third Rough Riders pitcher to make it through seven so far this year. Pitch home. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's one ball and no strikes to Camargo. Camargo 0 for 2 today, the designated hitter. Pitch in. Just high of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Kent rocks back quickly, the 2-0. Rip and a miss. High fastball, and it's 2-1. Kent has worked ahead with consistency so far in this game. 7 strikeouts for him. He has been really good. Some of the best stuff we've seen from him. 2-1 toss. In the air right side. Out of play, and it's 2-2. And if he has a quick inning here, he could even go back out for the eighth. Well, the Rough Riders just used 2 pitchers yesterday. Cody Bradford was followed up by Tim Brennan, who went the last 4 innings. And so they might want to get some guys some work out of the bullpen tonight. And as we say that, Grant Wolfram is warming. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back into the glove of Capers and out of the glove, and it's still 2-2. No pitcher has gone into the 8th inning as a starter this year for the Rough Riders. Kent winds in the 2-2.
Breaking ball hit high in the air and deep to left field. Hover back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone. And the wind surge are on the board. Third home run of the season for Camargo against the Rough Riders. It's his eighth of the year overall here in Double A. A solo home run at 352 feet, 97 miles an hour off the bat. A one-out solo shot, and Junior Severino stands in. First pitch is fouled away back behind home, and it's 0-1. Or that start that Kent had in June against Wichita. He said he wanted to approach things differently. He said he'd been pitching the entire season like he was throwing 95. And he wanted to get back to throwing the way he was when he was throwing 85. 0-1. Inside, it's one ball and one strike. And so instead of throwing it by everyone or trying to throw it by everyone, he would try and pick up his location and pitch to their weaknesses. The 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls, one strike, and it ended up being his longest start of the year, going seven innings with nine strikeouts, allowing just one run. And we've seen more of that action tonight for him, allowing his first run here in the seventh. 2-1 pitch. Just misses off the outside corner, three balls and one strike, a slider off the outside edge. He's used that fastball a lot tonight with great effectiveness. 3-1 to Severino. In the air, left side and foul, and we're full at 3-2. Proves how hard pitching is. You can be rolling along and pitching extremely well, and you make one mistake, and a guy can make you pay. Wichita has done that here in this series with some power. Kent peels back the 3-2. Soft roller up the first baseline. Krim fields at first with a backhand. Takes it to the pillow himself for the out. Two down. Anthony Prado stands in now. Three home runs this series now for the wind surge. Just one for the Rough Riders. Pitch in. Inside corner, a strike with a slider, and it's 0-1. And the wind has all of a sudden changed and started to blow in pretty hard here at Riders Field. It usually blows out to left. 0-1. High. One ball and one strike. But the Rough Riders haven't really had any balls that have come even close to getting out of the park tonight. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way from the right-hander. Hard grounder foul, third baseline, and it's one ball and two strikes on Prado. Prado singled back in the fifth inning, the opposite way into right center field. Zach Kent trying to end his night here in the seventh on a strong note. He's working on seven strikeouts. He has his sign. He's back into his wine in the 1-2. Just off the plate with a fastball at 96, and it's 2-2. Still has that good heater. His next pitch will be his 91st. He delivers in the deuce-deuce. High and outside. Three balls, two strikes on Prado. Grant Wolfram is ready in the bullpen for the Rough Riders if they need him. Zach Kent saying hopefully not. Here's the payoff pitch on the way. In the air, down the right field line. Strom started in, now going back, reaches up, flags it down. He's got it. And it's seven innings of one-run ball for Zach Kent tonight. What a performance by the right-hander. Rough Riders carry a 2-1 advantage into the bottom of the seventh inning. It's stretch time here in Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328.
InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the seventh inning here at Riders Field. Rough Riders leading 2-1. Happy you're with us on this Friday night. It's been a fun one so far. The Rough Riders with that slim advantage, and Zach Kent pitching absolutely brilliantly. There is 7 innings of work. Rough Riders trying to get some insurance as it's another bullpen arm out on the hill to start things in the 7th inning for Wichita. Alex Phillips takes over. Denny Bentley done after his 2 innings of work. Shutout baseball. Right-hander Phillips, first pitch to Miguel Aparicio as a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. High off the outside corner with a fastball at 92. Final line for Denny Bentley in his 2 innings of work for Wichita. He goes 2 innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Offering home, soft roller to the right side of the infield to the second baseman, Julian. He fields and fires on to first to get Aparicio. One out for Scott Capers. Rough Riders leading 2-1 in the 7th. Alex Phillips, a 27-year-old out of Nacogdoches, Texas, went to Baylor. A non-drafted free agent signee with the Twins organization. It's back in 2018. Making his 12th appearance with Wichita here at the AA level this season, after spending all of last year with him. Scott Capers stands in the pitch. Top shelf of the zone for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. 3.86 ERA over his 11 appearances so far, 14 innings, 23 strikeouts to 6 walks. He's ready from the stretch, and the 0-1. Rip and a miss, and a good breaking ball diving low off the outside corner, 0-2. A lot of downward movement to that slider. Capers out in front of it. Phillips ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got Capers on 3 pitches. He picks up his first strikeout of the night. 2 outs in the 7th for Kellen Strom at the top of the card. Here's the stretch of the first pitch on the way. Off the outside corner and low, 1 ball, no strikes. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the 7th inning. Right on right. 1-0. Foul away, right side. 1-1. 2 runs on just 2 hits for the Rough Riders and 1 error. Both of the hits offensively for Frisco came back in the 3rd inning. Single by Josh Stowers. Double by this, or by Ornelas, I should say, who's on deck. 1-1. Strom fouls it off his fist, right side. On the concourse level, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Since then, the Rough Riders have had base runners. Just not on hits. Actually getting out hit in this game 3-2, but they lead 2-1. 1-2. Popped up. right side of the infield. Sabato under at the first baseman. He makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Alex Phillips in the seventh. Well, no runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We roll to the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders still leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into their bullpen as we go to the eighth inning, and it's for the first time tonight. Zach Kent done after an absolutely sparkling outing tonight. Seven innings, allowing just one run on three hits. He struck out seven and walked one. And Grant Wolfram makes his way out of the pen for Frisco. Just really, really strong stuff for Kent. Dominant in the zone all night. Fastball was working really well tonight. He reached as high as 96 miles an hour. Stuff was electric, and he dominated. First pitch to Cole Sturgeon in the eighth spot. Fouled back into the glove of Capers, and it's 0-1, and now it's in good hands with Grant Wolfram. Wolfie has been in the Rough Riders bullpen all season long. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball inside. Slider misses, and it's 1-1. If you were to look at Wolfram's overall numbers this year, not as impressive as what he's done lately. Not off to a really slow start this year. 1-1 pitch. In the air out to center field, right at Stowers, who freezes, now trots in a couple steps and makes the catch. One out. Here's Will Holland. Wolfram overall this year is 3-2 with a 4.86 ERA in his 31 outings. And he has been really good recently for the Rough Riders. Will Holland steps into the ninth spot. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it. On a solo home run in the seventh by Jair Camargo, the only run for Wichita tonight. First pitch to Holland. He swings, grounds it foul back into Capers. Rough Riders catcher. Ooh, I think I got him in a bad spot. He's writhing in pain back behind the plate. Hopefully he'll be able to shake that off. Goes out about halfway in between home and first and jumping up and down a little bit. For Wolfram, if you look at his last 17 outings, 1-1, a 3.20 earned run average. And Capers looks like he's going to be okay. Heads back behind home. Man, catchers, it's not a fun place to be when that ball comes flying back at you on a foul tip. You have no control whatsoever. Capers just about as tough as they come. 0-1 on Holland. 3.20 ERA for Wolfram over his last 17 outings. And a whole lot of strikeouts as well. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him at 95 miles an hour. 0-2. 37 strikeouts in 25 and a third innings. Opponents are hitting just 189 against him. Dominant stuff. Left-hander kicks in the 0-2. Just high. One ball, two strikes. One out, base is clear. Rough Riders by a run. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Wolfram gets him with the slider. Two outs here in the eighth. He gets the eight and nine hitters, and now here's the top of the order in Austin Martin, who has walked and was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. He's 0 for 1. Wolfram ready from the stretch, and he delivers home the pitch on the way to Martin. A breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Wolfram ready once again, and the big left-hander at 6'8" kicks in the 0-1 pitch. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Defense behind him straight up, just slightly to pull on the infield into the opposite way in the outfield. 1-1. Just off the outside corner, miss with the backdoor slider, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders and Windsurge will meet tomorrow for the fifth game of this series. It'll be Avery Weems, the left-hander, taking the ball for Frisco tomorrow. 2-1 pitch. Line foul the opposite way right side. Two balls, two strikes. Weems this year, 2-5 with a 5 ERA, but similarly to Grant Wolfram, he's pitched a lot better recently. Aaron Rozick on the other side will get the ball, the left-hander for Wichita. The pitch is drilled in the air to right center field, and that one's down. Stowers cuts it off in the right center alley and keeps Austin Martin to a single. Two-out knock for Austin Martin to right center, and Edward Julian makes his way to the plate. 0 for 3 tonight. Fourth hit for Wichita in this ballgame. Two-one Rough Riders, two outs here in the eighth. Pitch home to Julian. In the air left side and foul, 0-1. Julian is a big power danger. 16 long balls on the year. It is lefty-lefty, though, favoring Wolfram. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And he delivers home. Fouled away left side. 0-2. Left-handers have had a heck of a time trying to do anything against Grant Wolfram this year. Lefties are hitting just 133 against him. Right-handers are hitting 273. Give up a hit to the right-handed batting Martin. 0-2. Runner takes off, low and away, skips away from Capers all the way back to the backstop. And Martin thought about going for third, but he stops. A stolen base for Martin. That's his 31st of the year. And it's one ball and two strikes on Julian. This is an offense that has just run rampant recently. Wichita leads the league with 21 steals in their last nine games. That's 22 now. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way to Julian. Just low off the outside corner. That's a nasty pitch on the slider. Two balls and two strikes. With two outs, runner at second. The tying run at second base with great speed. The 2-2 off the outside corner misses, and it's three balls and two strikes. And continuing to try and work his way back. Or I should say Wolfram. Grant Anderson is loosening in the Riders' pen. 3-2. Got him looking. Big strikeout for Grant Wolfram with the slider down the heart of the plate. He picks up his second K and gets out of the runner at second. Two-out jam in the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, runner left stranded. Bottom eight coming up. Rough Riders looking for insurance up 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the eighth inning at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Want to give a special shout out to Mark Peterson, Rough Riders first base coach and data analyst. It's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Mark. He makes his way out of the first base coaching box on the right side. Rough Riders leading 2-1. As we get things going in the bottom of the eighth inning. Steven Cruz, the new right-hander out of the hill for Wichita. The tall right-hander can really throw it. First pitch to Ornelas. Ground ball foul left side. And it's 0-1 on a 97-mile-an-hour heater to start things off. It'll be 97 to 99 miles an hour with the fastball. It'll be at 92 to 93 with the slider. It is absolutely disgusting to watch this man pitch. The pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Ornelas. 1-for-3 today with an RBI double. Rough Riders leading by one. Cruz, 6'7", 225. 0-2. Ground ball up the middle, a chopper, and it's fielded by the shortstop, Martin. He fires across and gets him. Man, that's a nice play. One away. Looked like it might have a chance to sneak through up the middle. It was just within reach of Martin, the shortstop. He was able to pull it in and throw him out. So Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate now, 0-for-3. Pop out, ground out, pop out. His three trips to the plate. Cruz ready from the stretch. And the first toss. Foscue takes down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. We saw Cruz back in the second game of the series. Rough Riders lost 4-0. 0-1 pitch. Foscue swings and misses, and a slider away. At 90 miles an hour, it's just not fair. And it's 0-2. Cruz went a scoreless inning with a couple walks and struck out two. Right-hander twirls the ball behind his back. He's ready from the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Off the outside corner and low. One ball, two strikes. Foscue, a rare 0-for in yesterday's game, going 0-for-4, and he's 0-for-3 in this one. He has been swinging it so well, especially in the second half. 1-2. Down low and inside with a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders looking for their first hit since the third inning. Two, two. Outside, 3-2. 98 on the fastball there for Cruz. Moscow's numbers overall, 281, 10 homers, and 59 runs batted in entering into this ballgame. 3-2. Low of the zone for ball four. 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's a walk to Justin Foscue. Here's Blaine Crim. Just shy of 6,000 here in attendance on a Friday night, sticking around her fireworks postgame. Blaine Crim, the first pitch. Hard grounder, third base side, and just foul. 0-1, not by much. Own one. Here's Cruz with the 0-1 pitch. Outside corner for a called strike, 0-2. Blaine Crim tonight 0-2 with a walk. Riders would love to add a run. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. As effective as Grant Anderson has been, who's warming up in the pen right now, a two-run game and a one-run game are entirely different. In a one-run game, there's no margin for error. You have one ball hanging in the middle of the plate, and it can be a tie ball game just like that. 0-2. Off the outside corner. Foscue taking off for second. The throw, not in time. He slides safely into second base with a stolen base, his second of the year. One ball, two strikes, and now a base hit could give the Rough Riders that insurance with one out here in the eighth inning. One and two on Crim, the Riders' first baseman. Here's the stretch, and Cruz, the 1-2. Chopper foul, third base side. Pass to Cunha in the on-deck circle, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Crim looking for the big hit. And the skies have opened up, and it's starting to rain here at Riders Field. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Check swing. And he was able to hold up. Two balls, two strikes. So fans flocking for cover up the aisles. It's not raining terribly hard, just a little bit. Two balls, two strikes on Blaine Crim. Cruz delivers in the 2-2. Swing and a foul back into the glove of the catcher, Isola. For strike three, two outs. That brings Luis Angel Acuña up to the plate. Acuña 0-2 with a walk. The pitch home. Upper edge outside corner for a strike in its own one. Foscue doesn't have great speed despite that stolen base. A well-placed base hit, though there are two outs, so he'll be running on contact. 0-1. Offering home. Acuña sprays it foul right side. It's 0-2. Acuña just 2-for-15 in this series. He would love a big base hit, and he's done a wonderful job coming up with clutch hits during his short time with the Rough Riders. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Well, the Rough Riders, despite a walk in the eighth inning, go down quietly. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. And we go to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders 2-1 out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning with the Rough Riders leading 2-1 over the Wichita Windsurge. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you along in what has been a fantastic pitcher's duel of Wally and here at Riders Field. Grant Anderson takes over for Grant Wolfram on the hill. After Wolfram threw a scoreless eighth inning, allowing just one hit. A couple strikeouts for him. Anderson has been the Rough Riders' late inning guy since the graduation of Furo Zuna up to AAA. And Anderson has been very good this year with a 2.85 ERA. Aaron Sabato, who's had a tough night, stands in. 0-for-3, struck out twice and grounded into a double play. Got to be careful, though, with a one-run game. Sabato has 20 home runs on the year combined between two levels. First pitch, slider low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. And he can run into one. Tie this game up just like that. 38 appearances for Anderson on the year. 53 and two-thirds innings, 72 strikeouts. The 1-0, outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Rain continues to fall here at Riders Field. Anderson trying to end this ball game before the rain comes down a little harder. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Slider out in front. Anderson has allowed 6 home runs this year, but 3 of them came in his first appearance. It's only 3 since. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. One away. Slider away for the strikeout. Alex Isola makes his way to the plate now. Well, Grant Anderson with a big strikeout going to that sweeping slider away. And Isola 0-for-3 tonight, in from the right side, 2-1 Rough Riders. Anderson delivers. Outside corner, just off of it with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and the sidearm tosser delivers. A slider clips the outer edge, 1-1. Two on Rough Riders. Top of the ninth inning. The pitch in. Just low of the zone, 2-1. Rough Riders with a win tonight because Midland is currently losing to San Antonio. An opportunity to tie for first place. 2-1 foul straight back, 2-2. Amarillo also in action. is behind the Rough Riders in the standings. Anderson, the 2-2. Off the outside corner with a slider, 3-2. And Amarillo up 6-4 over Corpus in the bottom of the seventh. Just inside. A little bit low, didn't miss by much with the slider for ball four. And it's a one-out base runner. Alex Isola aboard, and here's Jair Camargo. Now, Camargo had the solo home run back in the seventh inning. And he is another guy you don't want to mess around with at the plate. Got to be very careful if you're Grant Anderson, especially because he represents the go-ahead run now, not just the tying run at the plate. Now Camargo, 1-for-3. Anderson ready from the stretch in the pitch. Slider for a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders have already turned two double plays tonight. And a chance to roll a double play to end the ball game here. 0-1. Outside, and it's 1-1. Camargo with his 8th home run here at the AA level this year. Earlier tonight, his 3rd head-to-head against the Rough Riders this year. And overall, combined, he's hit 13 homers this season. Anderson with the 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss and a slider off the outside corner. He's ahead 1-2. Oh, that was a disgusting pitch off the outer edge. Anderson making him look foolish. Two-one Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. One out, runner at first. Anderson from the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. After a long hold, here she comes and swung on and missed. Strike 3. 2 outs. 2nd strikeout for Grant Anderson. He went upstairs with the slider. And Junior Severino, the last hope tonight for the win surge. 2 outs in the ninth. 1-for-3 day for Severino. He's ready from the stretch and the first pitch. Swing and a miss on that good slider, and it's 0-1. Anderson, when he comes stretch, or comes to a stretch, I should say, points his left toe all the way back towards second base. As the right-hander readies once again with 2 outs and a runner at first, the 0-1 pitch on the way. Inside corner, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-2. Wichita down to their final strike tonight. Rough Riders leading 2-1, top of the ninth inning. Isola takes his lead from first. And Anderson, the 0-2 pitch on the way. Foul back. Still 0-2. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. A switch hitter. Anderson, the 0-2 pitch on the way again. He got him! Struck him out swinging with a slider, and the Riders win a heck of a ball game tonight. 2-1, the final score, and the Rough Riders emerge victorious as they take 3 of the first 4 of the series over Wichita. Wichita entered as the best team in the second half in the Texas League, and the Rough Riders have taken 3 of the first 4 here at home. 2-1, the final score. We'll be back to break it down in the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com. progressive.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back to Riders Field. We'll put a button on this one before the fireworks get underway here at Riders Field. Rough Riders win it 2-1 over the Wichita Wind Surge in a really fun ball game. What a starting performance by Zach Kent. He was the story tonight. Seven innings, one run. It was earned on three hits. He struck out seven and walked one. Just a really good start. Third Rough Riders pitcher to have a seven-inning start this year, and Kent has his second of the season. It's back-to-back quality starts for the Rough Riders with Cody Bradford going six innings last night. And also, in addition to that, with Zach Kent going seven and allowing one run, that's an ultra-quality start for the Riders' right-hander. 5,986 in attendance tonight. Final line scores for both teams. Two runs on two hits and one error for the Rough Riders. They stranded six on the base paths. On the other side, one run on four hits and one error for Wichita. They stranded five. The win to Zach Kent, of course. He goes to 2-3 on the year. Funderburk gets the loss. He's 8-5 on the year now as he allows two runs over his four innings of work for Wichita. Final game time, it was a breezy one at 2 hours and 13 minutes. That's what you get when you get a pitching matchup like this, and that's certainly what we got here tonight. 2 hours and 13 minutes, our final game time here at Riders Field. Well, we mentioned that the Midland Rockhounds, they fell tonight, or they are currently losing, I should say, 8-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning against San Antonio on the road. So the Rough Riders have a chance to tie with Midland if San Antonio can hang on to that ballgame. Amarillo, they're leading 6-4 in the bottom of the 8th at Corpus, and so the Rough Riders would still be one game up on the Sod Poodles in the South as well. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders will take on the Wind Surge again for the 5th game of this series, and Avery Weems will take the ball. The left-hander for the Rough Riders at 2-5, a 5 ERA this year. And Aaron Rosick on the other side, no record, a 2.25 ERA for the Wind Surge. First pitch at 7.05 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6.45. Chris Jarrett will be back with me tomorrow. Looking forward to having him back here at Riders Field. Rough Riders win it 2-1. That'll do it for us here on the Riders Baseball Network tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. My name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6.45 for a 7.05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.